as we do for Shosana, I will say a few words, and then if you wish, you can come up and say a few words, one, two, three sentences, question, just very brief, terse, and I will respond, one, two words, sentences. And it's all voluntary, and you need not come up, and there is no particular order. And then when anyone who wants to is finished coming up, then we'll end. Yesterday, during the Shuke Tokudo, I spoke a little bit about serving, and that's truly our practice, and that's what Shuke Tokudo is, serving. Serving all existence, serving beings, specific beings as this moment circumstances, as they appear. And as I said elsewhere, this was one of the primary practices that I saw in living with and being attendant to Maizumi Roshi, and one of the things that he manifested, not because he said much about it, but because of how he did, not necessarily formally in the Zendo, but in our ongoing daily life, living together with all sorts of comings and goings and circumstances. And in a way, today being Memorial Day is another emphasis and appreciation on service, on those who've served the public, served whatever we say about the particular circumstances that they were or were not involved with. It was a period of service in their life, just like many other beings in our society and culture. In a way, we all serve life, but some do it more consciously and specifically in their particular occupations or vocations or avocations, whether it's firefighters, whether it's park service people, whether it's police, whether it's forestry service, or all the other ways that we serve, whether we're serving people or serving trees or serving animals or serving all sorts of beings to serve. And when we do service at the altar, we're also serving the many Buddhas and ancestors, the many who are suffering, the many who are in need. We share merits with all beings, to the hungry ghosts, to those who clamor and are unable to be satisfied. Nevertheless, we serve. Doesn't mean whether what their ability or condition is. We do what we can. So, certainly bodhisattva precepts are precepts of serving. Serving all existence, serving this specific right here moment, this specific right here, even our own entanglements, we need to serve and bow to those. In any event, in any moment, and in any place, none can be other. So, therefore, our ancestors and teachers, with respectful hearts, serve all. Okay, so I will stop now, and you are welcome to come up and say or not say.
Question. I don't have a dumbass question, but I do have a question, and my question is that I feel like a question. Is there an answer?
Your name is Shoujo. True generosity, authentic giving.
Serve this moment for the rest of my life.
Oh, I don't know about the rest of your life, just this moment.
That's enough.
More than enough.
Is it to be authentic, genuine?
Do you know?
Perhaps.
Good. If you don't know, then what? Good. Yeah, I don't know. If you have to sit in a chair, it's fine to just stand here. Don't feel that you have to kneel down if it's difficult for you.
Thank you for talking about service. And I'm particularly remembering family members who died in the war. And I had an uncle. And 21 years ago, on Memorial Day, the same sort of thing, I mentioned his name.
Thank you for your service.
I'm very sick. Why shall I go on living with this malady?
Breathe, smile, give your why question away to the smile. Then you share your smiling with all people, with all beings. You serve them. They will nurture and support you in your illness.
Is that enough?
Make it enough. Make your smile big enough to encompass all of your life and all the beings you encounter. Thank you for your smile.
Yesterday, during the ceremony, you mentioned a bit about Shojo's path. It brought up for me some of the ways that I was interested in spiritual things when I was younger.
Mm.
It's interesting. I don't know how I got to Zen, so to speak, but it's one thing I don't generally question.
Mm.
I so appreciate it, and it's very powerful and meaningful. Thank you.
Mm. Thank you for sharing that.
Not stained, not pure, without loss, without gain. What is merit?
I don't know. Do you have any merit? Do you? Certainly you do. So what is it?
That's my question.
Good. That's a good question. That's a good question. Being merit, what is it? Thank you. When we serve, we give ourselves away. Giving ourselves away, we might feel or fear that we lose something. But the more we serve, the more the whole universe reveals our life for us, for all beings. And we receive and manifest the whole universe. The whole universe manifests us. Please enjoy this life that we all share. Thank you.
caught in self-centered dream, only suffering, holding to self-centered thoughts, exactly reading each moment, life as it is, the only teacher, being just this moment, compassion's way.